and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Do you think about that? Long time. We no had no nice time. Do you think about that? I'm feeling good. How do you feel? I give you love and hope you're ready. This little heart in me just won't let me be. I'm gonna jump and shout. Won't you come with me? Long time. We no had no nice time. Do you think about that? Long time. Since we had a nice time. Do you think about that? How do you feel? I give you love and hope you're ready. This little heart in me just won't let me be. I'm gonna jump and shout. Won't you come with me? Long time since we had a nice time. Do you think about that? Oh, long time. We no had no nice time. Do you think about that? Do you think about that? Do you think about that?
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk. All day. It is Monday, the 13th of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. I think I survived the heat wave yesterday, Green. I hope everybody is taking the weather alerts seriously, because sometimes we're prone not to. It's always hot, right? No, what were you telling me about? It's always hot, but it's not always this type of hot. People, please limit your sun exposure as much as possible. If you have to work in the sun, take frequent breaks. Keep a wet cloth for the back of your neck handy. Let's get the show started. Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Also, July 19th. FIFA World Cup final match day at the amphitheater, Nassau Cruise Port. Gates open at 1 p.m. Game starts at 3 p.m. Kids 12 and under, free. Ages 13 to 17, $5. Ages 18 and older, $25 drink ticket included. 20% off for groups 10 or more. Featuring DJ Kenny and DJ Tiff. Information at the Nassau Cruise Port by following them on their social media platforms, Facebook, Indeed. Oh. Instagram, TikTok, at Nassau Cruiseport, NassauCruiseport.com, hashtag Nassau Cruiseport, Nassau Cruiseport, the place. It's going to be a day. I wonder if we could recreate in the amphitheater the energy in the stadium for the final game. I wonder if we are considering incorporating this formally into our tourism product. You know, maybe you couldn't afford to get to game day. You couldn't afford one of those tickets in a stadium. You know, the prices, they go up exponentially. But what a wonderful experience to watch the FIFA World Cup final match in the Bahamas. I think we could do it, people. I think we could do it. Also, it's summertime. It's summertime, young people. And the Charles Farquharson Will Competition returns. Charles Farquharson Will Competition is open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago. You only need two pieces of information to win. You need the government record, the government record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. The record for the will and the recorded date of Charles Farquharson's death. There are prizes and surprises, cash prizes and surprises available to four students, one from New Providence, one from Grand Bahama, one from Crooked Island, and one from the rest of the family islands. Call the show, tell the producer you want to play the Charles Farquharson Will Competition. You give him your information so that we can contact you, and you give the producer your answers. Also, the On the Clock Magazine and T-Shirt Recycling Program. The On the Clock Magazine and T-Shirt Recycling Program picks up again this summer. Man, you got those kids home, it's time for a summer cleaning. If you got old magazines and old T-shirts, donate them to On the Clock. They will be used at the Ponciana Paper Press for collage projects and experiments along with other activities. We've got lots to talk about today. This has been a weekend of tragedy. It's been a weekend of tragedy. But I want to remind us to be very careful, right? Let's be very careful when we are commiserating, when we are sharing our condolences and our thoughts, when we are expressing our support for the families of the loved ones that died in this tragedy. Let us remember that every life is precious. Every life is precious. And especially for those people who we're going to call politically exposed people, right? Politicians, senators, political party members, political actors, right? Now is not the time for PR exercises. Now is not the time to make sure your voice or your name is seen. It is your job to extend these condolences and support to the families of everyone that has died in the country. These deaths are not an opportunity for you to build your political or social credit, right? It is a disservice to those who died in this North Andrus crash, as the same as those who died in the Shirley Street crash. It is a disservice to them, to those who died, to their families, and it is disrespectful to the other lives lost, because it appears as if they didn't have sufficient worth or value for their name to be mentioned. I kind of get it. Some things have fallen away in this place. we no longer know how to collectively how to appropriately the dead, those who have passed. Let's not use these tragic instances for social and political credit. Let's stop calling them teachable moments if we have no intention of learning anything from them or taking a moment to study, to examine, to interrogate what happened so that we can ensure that it never happens again. The Munnings Road tragedy was called a teachable moment by so many who did not want to spend the time in the uncomfortable place of detangling what went wrong there. We don't want to do the hard work of asking, was there political interference? Did those responsible do everything that they were required to do under the law? Were the various ministries involved held to account? It was a teachable moment, but we learned nothing. And then we had the Shirley Street tragedy. As if all of the other lives lost in between the two meant nothing. See, nobody from the Ministry of Works has spoken to the budget and timeline for Milo Butler Highway to ensure that all of the lights required are erected and functional. Nothing. See, but my friend Geronimo, who I grew up with, passed away on that road. Near that spot where there are no lights. Stop calling them teachable moments if you insist you will learn nothing from them. Stop using people for PR moments if you know you have no intention of eradicating the problems or solving the issues, right? Let's just stop with this. You actually have to govern. You can't continue to govern by PR. A listener this weekend, after the Bimini fire, reached out and said, Green, do you remember several years ago when the government bought fire trucks and they were very small and the people in New Providence say, where you going with them? What you could do with them? Who could fit in them? She said, I think I remember what they look like. They would be appropriate for an island like Bimini, where the homes are constructed very close together. Where are those fire trucks, those small fire trucks? Where are they? Wasn't the last Bimini fire a teachable moment? And yet, y'all learned nothing. There are lots of stories I have on the list for today, but before we get there, I get one more shout out. I'm so sorry I got into the show before I made it. I get a happy birthday to Narintha Hepburn and Asa and Ava. This comes from your matriarch, Gabrielle. She says, belated, but she hope you love it. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. So, we're still talking independence. Why? Because there's still independence celebrations going on. Whether we are taking part in it or not, like the regular people, the regular people, whether we're taking part in it or not, it does not matter. It is happening. They are having a great time without us. So the question I wanted to ask was, does the diaspora independence better? Like, do they do independence better than Bahamians in country? The administration did not disappoint. I mean, they did disappoint, but they did sense that it is exactly what we expected, isn't it? The same empty, empty celebration of nothing. And then I see flyers and videos of diasporic celebrations across the world with Bahamian government officials participating, and they having a ball. They having a grand time. And I thought, once again, surely independent celebrations are not for the political class alone. Maybe they are. Does the diaspora independence better or more than Bahamians in country, and why? And why? So that's the independence question for the day. Feel free to answer it or to ponder upon it. So I got two questions today. After looking at the headline, tragedy strikes, 10 die in plane crash. First of all, condolences to the family, colleagues, friends, loved ones of all of those who have passed in this accident. This is a tragedy. It is a blow to the culture and rake and scrape community, to the music community in the country. Another devastating blow after the loss of, I think, 9 sound engineers either on their way to or from Abaco several years ago. I got two questions to ask today. The first question is, why is the aviation portfolio in the Ministry of Energy and Utilities, now that we separated transport from energy, right? We separated transport from energy. Why didn't we place aviation in the transport portfolio? It's just a policy question, right? It's a policy question, and I think it's one that the government should answer. It's one that we shouldn't even have to ask for. Like, every time they create a new ministry, they should tell us why they created it, right? Why they felt the need to shift from the old composition to this new composition, so we could better understand what to expect from that ministry in this term, right? It's just a policy question. But why is the aviation portfolio in the Ministry of Energy and Utilities and not with transport, now that transport is no longer under the burden of the energy ministry, right? That's the first question. The second question is a little more complicated. The first stories I saw coming out of the new, coming into the news on Independence Day. Here's one. Flamingo Air operations suspended after North Andres plane crash, right? That's Nassau Tribune, 10th of July. In the 4:42 p.m. update, to that Nassau Tribune story, the Tribune posts, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Authority says the aircraft involved in today's North Andres crash was a Cessna 402, registration C6-FLX, carrying 7 people from Lyndon Pinling International Airport to San Andres Airport when it reportedly encountered difficulties and crashed into bushes before landing. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Authority is noted as saying that the flight was carrying 7 people. That was in the 4:42 p.m. update. Then we have an article from the Tribune again. PM, no survivors in North Andres plane crash, Nassau Tribune. Prime Minister Philip Davis confirmed that all 10 people aboard a plane that crashed in North Andres on day have died. The Prime Minister said 10 people. And the initial statement by, or an earlier statement by the Aircraft Accident Investigation. Their statement said that there were 7 people on the flight. Why the discrepancy? Why the discrepancy? See, then, by the time we hit the 11th, the day after, we have this headline from our news. Producer, let's prep the caller. Caller, I'm going to get to you in a second. Quote, God knows that would have been the last time that I see my son, close quotes. A 16-year-old boy was one of the victims in the tragic plane crash that occurred on Friday. His father confirmed to the news site, expressing his anguish as he reflected on the last moments of his son. Initially, they weren't sure if their son was on that particular flight. I'm going to stick a pin here, and we're going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right on, my boy. This is a sad occasion, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, right, this mm-hmm. brings up a lot of problems we have within the aviation field, right? Let's go down the rabbit hole. Remember the plane with when it was taken off and the door opened up during flight?
Well, listen, let's stick a pin. Just give me a second. There is an Eyewitness News article, and I imagine today's Nassau Guardian will probably, in fact, we have the headline, Flamingo Air had multiple mishaps over years, authored by Candia Dames, right, the executive editor. So for people who follow in what you're saying, you could pick up today's Guardian and follow that headline, Flamingo Air had multiple mishaps over years. Continue.
Right, but even past then, right, we have a serious problem with maintenance in this country, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a list of stuff that took place to me on the plane previously before, right?
Don't call the airline name. Don't call the airline name.
No, I ain't going to do that. Okay. I ain't do it to you. Right? One time, I went away during the summer, right? Mm-hmm. We went on the plane and everything, right? Everyone already boarded, right? You know, the people come back, the pilot come back and say, well, we'll have to come off the plane because they can't close the door. That is the first morning flight. You trying to tell me you ain't at the door can close prior to people boarding the plane? Mm. Then, second incident, right? Mm-hmm. God is my witness, this happened. I ain't going to airline, right? Mm-hmm. We land back in Nassau, right? Mm-hmm. Before landing, the plane actually land on the runway and stop. The pilot was rowing, the co-pilot, right? Mm-hmm. And then I overheard that the plane ran out of gas. And I was sitting almost close to the cockpit, mm-hmm. and I overheard in the stewardess saw my mouth open up, so she started kicking the door. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Third incident, right? Mm-hmm. God is my witness, this happened, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the pilot came on and said, well, the right engine, God is my witness, this happened, if I line it flat, right? That the right engine seems to be running hot, that we'll have to return back to Nassau. Mm-hmm. We have a problem. Mm-hmm. We have a maintenance issue problem in this country. And now what happened is, tragedies are now happening based on bad maintenance.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. And it's not exclusive to aviation, right? To air traffic alone. We can
it's everything. It's overall, we have a problem with maintenance. Not just aviation, everything. We just lack the maintenance. We don't take maintenance serious in the country.
I hear you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
And I think that speaks to a very large issue, right? Just generally, at the state level and at the social level, right? Like community-wise, we don't have a culture of maintaining things. Right? We have a merchant culture that reminds us you could replace anything at any time. I could get that for you. That's no problem. I could get that. That's no problem. I can put that in your hands right away. We don't necessarily have a culture of, I could fix that for you. We could fix that and make this last forever. We don't have that culture anymore. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Aaron.
Hi.
How you doing? Morning.
Morning.
You know, the caller was just had on, you know, pilot's going to come and know or whatever, the right engine running.
I don't think that's what he said. I think what he said was they could overhear them rowing with the door closed.
No, he's talking about the rowing part, but he's talking about when he said the pilot came over there every and said, yeah, a right engine running or something. The pilot would never say that in no plane.
I love Bahamian pilots who are honest with us.
Let me tell you something, what happened in our country, mm-hmm. Aaron. We got to face reality.
Mm-hmm.
We always waiting for things to happen to bring down each other. As long as there's a plane flying, we'll have a plane crash. What makes the bomber so different from the rest of the world? Every part of the world have an accident. And we got to learn and we got to accept things as being an accident instead of trying to kill each other, you know what I mean, over these airways and on Facebook and what have you. A plane crash every day throughout the world.
Let me ask you a question. So we should just throw the aircraft aviation investigation authority away? Like if everything.
We cannot bring down. You know, things will happen. You buy a brand new car, come on there, get in an accident.
No. Let's throw everybody away then. Hold on, stick a pin. We have agencies. See, let me tell you why I'm offended. I'm offended because the first thing that came out of people's mouths after the Shirley Street accident was, "Oh, that's an accident. Oh, you can't get on the young people." Listen, there are people whose job it is to prevent accidents from happening by ensuring that oversight happens, that the rules are enforced, that the regulations are not overlooked. Like, there are people whose job it is to do that. Are you saying we should just send them all home and say accidents happen?
No, I don't say send them all home, you know. Accident will happen. That's not. Don't care how good the roads may be. You get good roads, they can still speed. Accident will happen, but we got to stop bringing down each other. Let's hear what's happening, really happening, right before we get to all these different conclusions. You understand me? We cannot.
Sir. Stop for a second. See, not everybody in this country is Christian like you, you know, who just say, oh, listen, it's an accident, we ain't gonna forgive. Not everybody in this country is required to just suck it up over some religious rhetoric that is just brought up to wipe away blame. There are people who are, just like in the Munnings Road accident, there were people who were responsible for ensuring that the proper signage and lighting existed to ensure that all road users knew that road was closed off, right? It didn't happen. For the Shirley Street accident, there were active roadworks taking place. There was no public notice. There was no lights, no signs, and no indication on the road that chunks of the road had been cut out in preparation for road paving. Nothing. And now I ask one question. Why is there a discrepancy between what the 442 Tribune update noted that the aircraft, the aviation authority, investigation authority said, the aircraft accident investigation authority said, why is there a discrepancy between what they said and was reported at 442 and what the prime minister said, right? So listen, it's no accident that the aircraft aviation investigation authority thought there were 7 people on the plane, and it turns out there were 10 people on the plane. And since we know with these small planes, weight and distribution of weight on the plane is a major factor, right? Is a major element of determining whether the plane is safe to fly. The question of how many people were supposed to be on the plane and how many people were actually on the plane is an important question. It then says, well, maybe we can't just pick up our Bibles and say, oh, accidents has happened. There are people who get paid to investigate this stuff. That's right? Like, where does this accidents happen thing come from, and who's being torn down? Who's being torn down?
Aaron, listen, my time to say them. Let the investigators do their job. Let's stop producing all these negative things about the airways and whatever, because when you put someone there, it's already out there.
It's negative. Why there was a discrepancy? Is it negative to ask why there's a discrepancy? Is it negative to suggest that this is an important area to look in? Because when the passengers on the Eric Gardner flight that went down were speaking to the media, what they shared suggested to us that the industry requires more oversight. Let's go to the phone line. Sorry about the call I lost just now. Good morning, caller. Coming to you right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, man. It's a crime to, you know, to find out information in the Bahamas. It's really unfortunate. First of all, my deepest condolences goes out to all of the families who have lost a loved one over these last couple of days and on Independence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, you see the condition of some of those airstrips, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just an accident, just like how this airline was operating allegedly for all of them. Time and time of incidents occurred under there, right? Somebody's supposed to pull them in from years ago, man, Aaron. You know, something's supposed to pull that company in and say, look, yeah, this track record with y'all on, right? We can't, because from the time we had one incident, I think so, from the time we had that incident with when those entertainers, you know, heading to Inagua, right from the airport, and they end up in the, you know, in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
The aviation sector in this country ain't do nothing different than they was doing then when that accident occurred to the airport.
It does not appear so on the surface. Let's say that. It does not appear so on the surface.
Well, yeah, it doesn't appear so, right? Because you're right, Aaron, because we should supposed to be able to see something happening. When we're supposed to see some form of difference, but why would they do anything to those type of situations when the aviation is being? I mean, they have airports where Aaron, the airports where they saw, right, the runways. You can't get me to fly to those islands, Aaron.
I hear you.
I don't care what plane they get on, because just the They accidents waiting to happen.
Now, let me stick a pin right here. What we do know is that one of the positives throughout the last Davis administration is the airport improvement project, right? I'm not speaking to the policy. I speak into the work of the technical people, right? And they doing the work, and they are, I don't know if they're hitting the timelines, but the people are improving the airports one by one. Piece by piece, right? So there are some improvements in that space.
No, I'm not knocking the things that they what they did, right?
I got you.
The only point I'm raising is the fact that we have islands, right? You know, especially very frequent islands like Exuma and
yeah, high
these
travel.
Islands, people go to more often than a lot of the islands would just got there.
Yeah.
Stuff, right? So we need to really take a look at you know, trying to service the highly frequent locations, because these are where the most problems can occur, because you have people going there constantly, right?
Yeah.
So final point, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want my Andrew. I'm from Andrews. I want my Andrews people to understand, like, yeah, if we had a medical facility anywhere in Andrews. That a proper medical facility, that young gentleman could have been living the day, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but you know. And then I hope going forward, when we have these type of events, we can have an emergency airplane sitting on this airport, like an ambulance supposed to do.
Yeah, one plane is needed for emergency.
Yes.
Transportation.
Yes, yeah, man. Yeah. Because we didn't know any facility on these islands.
Mm-hmm.
So the least we could do is make sure there is an airplane on when we have in regardless and home covers, because Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Have a nice day here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you having a good morning. I'm fine, though.
Good, good.
Aaron, you know, there is a little orange box. They call it the black box, but it's really an orange box.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's orange, because you could see it underneath the water clearly. It's not a black box.
Mm-hmm.
But inside that orange box may be some black boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait until we recover those boxes, or box, and find out exactly what the flight information says, you know, before we run on talking, and don't know what we're saying. But, you know, Aaron, I don't know if you're familiar with Boeing, the 737 MAX. They had in the space of 3-4 months just followed the sky simply because they put this MKS software on, you know, they can they call it maneuvering characteristics, augmented system, I think it's called, which actually fought against the pilot because MKS was trying to prevent the plane from stalling. The pilot didn't even know that the software was helping him. He was fighting the software.
Yeah.
So software updates have to be communicated to pilots as well. That's why you don't see these jets and these small commercial jets that's owned by, you know, these private jets. You don't see them having much problem because they keep up to date.
Yeah.
And I don't think we are up to date with what's going on with it. In fact, you know, if we're flying these little props around here and we're going, say, like 5,000-6,000 feet, we're exposed to a lot of salt water, you know, salt air.
Mm-hmm.
Look what goes in the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Are they taking these engines down and cleaning them?
I hear you. It make me. I always ask, what happened to the Z-Bark man? Lube up your car for the rust.
Aaron, so we got a lot of things to consider, man.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be patient and be thankful and also be respectful to the families. Eh?
No, man, absolutely. Let me tell you how I am being helpful, respectful for the family. While they grieve, some of us ask questions. I haven't gone into depth, you know. I only asked two questions this morning. Why is aviation not in transport now? The transport is no longer under energy. And why the discrepancy? And why no statement to the discrepancy? Why did we get a report indicating there were 7 people on the flight, and then we have the prime minister saying there are 10 people on the flight, and it's like the prime minister's word is the last word. See? It don't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. In any of these articles, did the prime minister indicate which agency told him that? Like, how does he know that it's 10? And if it was the Aircraft Accident Investigation Authority, would he not reference that this is the information that he got from them after they updated, right? Like after they gave an update on their initial investigations? What isn't that what you would expect in a real country? Did the prime minister, being properly briefed, would say there was an earlier indication that there were 7 people on the flight? We've now determined that there were 10 people on the flight. We're not looking for that type of clarity and certainty in our lives or in a matter as important as this. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, man. Something happened to the line. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
Oh, I can hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, ma'am. I want to say post-happy independence, but, you know, and all the solemnness that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just express gratitude for our independence.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I wanted to speak about that your caller just alluded to, Aaron, is this notion where seemingly we have to guess or assume that things happen and we don't get to see where it actually happens, or there's no update or follow-up on whether it has happened or not. And the caller spoke about numerous incidents. I think this incident reminds a lot of us of that incident that you referenced with the plane that went down and it took off with not those sound guys years ago.
Yes, yes.
The point that I want to make, that I'm making, or that call I think was trying to make, is there are too many instances in our developing country. We're young, 53 years, but there are too many instances in stages where things happen and there appears to be no policy change or no meaningful change that we, the public, can allude to. For example, we have my phone went off this morning with a Marco's alert.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Marco's alert is tied to when little Marco Archer went missing eons ago.
Mm-hmm.
that's a change that we could see, touch, feel, and taste and experiencing still today. But when incidents of these magnitude happen in other sectors, we see nothing, hear nothing, and it's like there almost is no follow-up even on what has transpired, what the resolve or the outcome of the circumstances were. One of the things I've been calling and trying to get you or anybody in the media sector to follow up on for us as we go through all these incidents occurring,
mm-hmm.
the Prime Minister and the now sitting Commissioner of Police, on the very onset of her tenure, there was something that happened, and I remember there was this mass media blitz about how the Commissioner of Police and the Prime Minister and others were ordering fire trucks. We have heard absolutely nothing about those fire trucks since. Mm-hmm. No pictures that they arrived, that mm-hmm. they were stationed at this particular place, and so it's like there's always these knee-jerk reactions, and then nothing. So it's almost, it comes off like it's only something done to shut us up or make it seem like you're on top of things. But in actuality, where's your focus and where's the leadership?
So to that point about the fire truck discussion, I think I clearly pointed out to listeners to read very carefully, because the language that I was reading did not suggest to me that a commitment had been made. And then post the budget discussion, I regularly, if not frequently, ask, has anybody seen an actual line item in the budget for fire trucks or for less than lethal weaponry, right? Like, or tools.
So I want to ask this question of you, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
You said that reading it didn't appear as if a commitment was made.
Yeah,
from reading it.
Because they used,
but from listening to the story, did it sound as if
No. See, to me, the earlier callers will let you know that, like, I pedantic and I stick on a thing. Even listening to it.
You got to explain that word, Ms. Green. Someone mightn't understand what that word means.
So pedantic means that, like, you are a stickler. Like, you can't get off it. Like, if I tell you that the thing got to be at 80 degrees, I mean that. And I can't move from it. Like, pedantic means you got to do it the way it's supposed to be done. And I can't move past that. I pedantic like that.
Okay. So on this issue again with the fire truck, because mm-hmm. remember, this was a real public issue.
Yeah.
About the fire trucks, and it left the story or the issue at the time left me with the impression that our Commissioner of Police travels to somewhere where they make or create fire trucks, and she said, "Let me get a couple of them," and they was ordered, and that at some point in time those fire trucks would arrive,
mm-hmm.
and so at this present time, we don't have freedom of information,
mm-hmm.
but at least give us the public the tracking number so we could find the fire trucks if only.
Listen,
they need some help, how the police is coming to say, if you have information on this related case, help us out by providing the information. Let us help the police. Let us help the police now, just as they always ask, by providing us the tracking information so we can track the fire truck.
And we know
someone
when
might
it
have
did
a
box
that we can help bring them in and all.
Yes, sir. For me, it was they committed to thinking about whether they would plan toward asking whether they could afford fire trucks. That's what that's what it sounded like to me when I read it.
Well, someone again needs to at least errand. I'm asking every journalist out there to ask the commissioner if a commitment was made, if in fact they did hit buy now, or someone has hit the send button on the email, or what.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Was a commitment made?
Yeah. Did they...
Somebody follow up on this, please. Because we can't have people that just do these things and then hope that, the humans is forgetting 2 weeks' time, so you just tell them something for now and they ain't remember that 2 weeks from now.
Well, I tell you what, the Guardian under Travis and Candia, pre the election, I can go through all of the articles because they did some very thorough investigation.
I'm looking for a fire truck,
I got you.
Jared, and I think
I
everybody
you.
Should be trying to find these fire
Listen,
trucks right now.
I got a couple more callers, and then I got a slew of texts.
Thank you, Aaron.
No, thank you very much. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and condolences to all the families with this
Yes, sir.
Tragedy.
The North Andrews crash, yes, sir.
Did they say that this plane landed and crashed, or this was short of the runway, or
I have not read anything. Okay, here we go. Crashed near the North Andrews Airport. That's okay. That's basically what I have gathered in terms of the details of the crash itself.
I'm 402 with about 11 passengers. Sounds like an overcrowded flight.
Pause. Who's saying 11 passengers?
It seems like more than 9 or so. Seems like an overcrowded plane. But, you know, the weight is important because, you know, being a former aircraft owner, the weight is important when you're trying to approach an air. An airstrip. Now, whatever has happened, and then, you know, the service of the aircraft, they say you do a manual, but when you want to be really ahead of things, we used to do a biannual
assessment
on the plane, too. They're ahead of maintenance.
I don't want to rush you, but I got to go. I got two more callers.
Yeah, so you know, we have to, you know, take it as the information coming on. Condolences to the family.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I didn't mean to rush you with that part. Condolences to the family. See, for me, people say, you got to wait. No, I don't have to wait. Let me tell you why I don't have to wait. We have not had one coherent statement about the plane crash that Gardner was on. You telling me I should wait? What I go wait for? I go wait for a reporter to ask the minister responsible a question, and then she turn her head and walk off and say no more questions? Have you seen a sufficiently transparent or coherent report on that crash yet? Or are they saying because it crashed in international waters, there is no legal mandate that they must produce a report? And I only asked one question, why the discrepancy, you know? Well, I asked two, why aviation not with transport? Let's go to the text line. Mrs. Green, that guy, we're talking about the accident. Oh, he's saying, somebody's, Miss Green, maintenance is not our problem. Our problem is caring. When we care about things, we do better. You want to story check the maintenance records of the planes at General Aviation. See, empathy, caring is the empathy, right? So I agree with you. If you don't have sufficient empathy, you wouldn't understand why maintenance is important. Good morning, Aaron. That caller was highly insensitive, even if it wasn't his intention. We have to think about all parties involved and not just place our beliefs and acceptances on everyone else. If it were a relative of his, I doubt the response would have been as dismissive. Aaron, we have the house slave mentality taking hold in this country. Mass ain't call anyone to defend them, but the house slaves think they are obligated to defend the slave master, even to their own detriment. What a sad mental state. What about the flight that crashed on election day? Is that being investigated? Good morning. Why these politicians didn't go on Flamingo Air? Ooh. Good morning, Green. It's the only air ambulance. Miss Green, the caller said instances instead of incidents. My bad. Ain't no fire trucks. Just Friday, a caller called into Zhivago show to say Bimini doesn't need fire trucks. They could just use fire hydrants, pressurized pumps like Life at Key. An hour later, government rep, not sure who, was on the news saying, you know what, we may not need fire trucks. We could use hydrants. We have to investigate. Investigate what? Tech says, Aaron, what you are saying is correct by asking and demanding questions from the relevant authorities. The callers who are saying that you must wait until the investigation is completed before we ask questions are wrong. We still waiting for word about the Gardner crash. Did we hear from the Minister of Aviation on any crashes this year? And what expertise does the good minister have? This ain't a real country. Don't worry, we don't rely on the expertise of the ministers to run the ministries. That's one saving grace. We don't rely on their expertise to get anything done. Listen, it's a conversation. To the families who have lost loved ones, the conversation is not to dredge up the pain. These are also conversations that have to take place. While you grieve, there are people who are supposed to be on your behalf. It may not be me, but I got to ask the questions. You guys, We're calling all football fans. Join us at Nassau Cruise Port for the FIFA World Cup Final on Sunday, July 19th. Gates open at 1 p.m. with kickoff at 3 p.m. Share on your favorite team while enjoying the match on the big screen. Visit Nassau Cruise Port on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn for more information. You guys, have a great day. Producer, thank you. Callers and texters, thank you. Have a great day.
Gubba and Shanks, Ralph Munnings and Sean. Hey, say what you like, Ralph could blow that horn. We were closer than friends.
Right, you know we're going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing any knives to school? He could do join you in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.